BBC News with Govinda Gill. The acting head of the UN's humanitarian agency has said acts reminiscent of the gravest international crimes are being committed by Israel in Gaza. Joyce Msuya claimed that not enough was being done to prevent the loss of civilian lives. Meanwhile, the US State Department says Israel has not been in violation of US law on allowing aid into Gaza. As a US deadline set for improved humanitarian conditions was due to expire, a spokesman said the situation was still unsatisfactory, but there had been steps in the right direction. The US military says its warships have shot down multiple drones and missiles launched by Houthis in Yemen. The Pentagon said two destroyers were attacked, but were not damaged. Donald Trump has confirmed that he's nominating the Florida Congressman Mike Waltz as his national security adviser. Mr. Waltz holds hawkish views on China. The father of the Belarusian opposition leader, Maria Kolesnikova, has been allowed to visit her in jail, reportedly for the first time in 2 years. Ms. Kolesnikova refused to leave Belarus despite a crackdown on opposition activists following a disputed presidential election 4 years ago. A former US Air National Guard member has been sentenced to 15 years in jail for publishing classified military documents online in one of the highest profile intelligence leaks in recent years. Jack Teixeira transcribed classified Pentagon documents, then shared them on social media. Schools in Spain's flood-ravaged eastern regions are due to remain closed on Wednesday as more torrential rain is forecast. An orange alert has been issued for areas including Valencia and Catalonia. That's the latest world news from the BBC.